Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Today, our gospel once again takes up the theme of faith, the deep faith we must have and persevere in spite of even the most severest trials. Here we see spoken of the lack of faith of the very people in the town of Nazareth, the very town of our Lord, where our Lord grew up, his own people, their total lack of faith. As a result, he worked very few, if any, miracles there. And the evangelist concludes by saying he was amazed at their lack of faith. We are bidden to have that faith. Much as it was for the saints we celebrate today, and there are 26 of them, Saints Peter Baptist and his companions, that was the majority, they were Franciscans, and then St. Paul Miki, Jesuit, and his companions, who were all persevered in their faith in spite of being let off to be crucified in Japan, precisely because they persevered in that faith in a land that was very hostile to it. But yet they continued to not only to persevere in that faith, but to share it, even as they were being marched off from one town to another, the idea being to be shamed, stripped and with one earlobe cut off, till they finally reached the place of execution on a hill overlooking Nagasaki, where they were to be crucified, and even from their crosses still continuing to proclaim the faith, until they were finished off by the thrust of the spear from the executioners. A faith that remains strong always. We too are beginning to face that kind of persecution. We're just getting started, but we are there in a world that's completely topsy-turvy, precisely because it lacks that faith. We must persevere in spite of would seem to be hopeless. God is in charge. He is watching over us. He will, in the end, win the victory. But he waits for us to come to him with that faith in him. Lord, if you will, I can be made clean. And we listen for our Lord's response. I do will it. Be made clean. I do will it. He does will our salvation. Are we willing to come and beg him for it? Are we willing to demonstrate that faith that we have, that love for him that we have, in spite of any difficulty? In the end, we too will win the victory and become great saints. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.